President Reagan, welcome to our CCO land area.
Well, I came from this great Midwest area, as you know.
Yes, I do.
In fact, I worked at WHO.
WHO? You were in a rock group.
No. WHO. That's WHO. A radio station in Des Moines.
I see. WHO is the radio.
But I left.
Why?
No, WHY is in Waterloo. I'm talking about WHO.
Who is in Des Moines?
No, WHY is in Waterloo.
Well, then what
No, what is in Cedar Rapids, WHAT, what?
No, I mean, what made you leave and when?
No, when is in Dubuque.
Okay, let's see. Who is in Des Moines? Why is in
Waterloo.
Waterloo.
And what is in Cedar Rapids? And Dubuque Station
Yes, Mr. President. On to other things.
Well, I always like to talk to talk radio.
Yes. Hey, if we could just talk a little more about more substantive subjects. What are you doing here on our CCO land?
Well, actually, I'm thinking of moving the nation's capital to Minnesota. It would be exactly centrally located.
Centrally located? But we're too far north to be exactly centrally located.
Well, not when we take Canada.
Oh, I see.
Besides, I want to get away from Washington, D.C. because, well, there are too many problems.
Uh-huh, I see. Uh-huh.
At the same time, I'm looking for a replacement for Camp David called Camp Ronald. And I've been looking at a place in Square Lake.
Mr. President, for your MX missile, how did you come up with the name Dense Pack?
Well, I got that from a bunch of Iowans I know.
Okay. Yesterday, you reiterated that you still stay the course.
Yes, follow the yellow brick road. That's right. You must have patience. Wait for better times. You Minnesotans should have no trouble doing that, since you've been twin fans for so long.
Thank you, Mr. President.
My pleasure.